Thanks for taking a moment to listen to the product from readorlisten.com, a subset of Developers Hangout, where we take a moment to read tech-related articles so that you can listen to them while you're working, driving, or exercising, what be it. All right, enjoy. Hello, this will be an article entitled Why Side Projects Are Good for Me, written by Alfred Nutilli. First, let me define what a side project is. In this case, a side project is something you are not being paid for and something that you have complete control over. It can even be something you are just trying out some new ideas on. The reason it cannot be something you are being paid for and ideally something you are fully in charge of is so you're not under any pressure to deliver, but you have time to explore, to learn, to try new ideas, and overall build confidence. Otherwise, I would say, for me, side projects are the worst thing to do if you're working full-time and using them to earn money on the side, because then you get the pressure. Of course, I've done many of them, mainly because I had to, but at some point my finances were at a certain place and my skills needed more than that type of work gave me. It just was not worth my time. This does not include contributing to open source. So now we have a good idea of what I mean by side projects. So why is it good for me to have one? I think there are a few reasons. First of all, it's the switching of mindset that is so hard for me to do. It's getting to know the business details of the daytime job and the business details of the nighttime job. For me, it is very difficult. I believe this is especially true since some of the domain knowledge of the business that comes with the work from the day, from any work, is so important to grasp and sometimes difficult to really understand. And for me, switching from, say, a full-time job that has business domain of sports and a side project that has business domain of clothing can be too much to do either really well. Then there is a chance to have control. When it's a side project, we have control of expectations, goals, etc. We have time to explore. We can try ideas and not worry about immediate deadlines and not worry about delivering a certain feature a certain way. It is this control that allows us to be creative and not have to really rush things. Also, if we are in charge of both the item to be delivered and the person who needs to deliver it, we get to see both sides of the challenge. And by doing so, we can sometimes build empathy for the project owner. Then the next time they do not realize until after the feature was built by me that it just was not what they wanted, I will not be as frustrated. Then there is repetition. The act of nightly or a few times a week sitting down to create something makes the repetition happen that we need to code well. Maybe you're just building a library or learning how to unit test or acceptance test. Maybe you're building an API or just going to play around with some API to get data from a website that you like to make a little tool to scratch your own itch. It is the repetition that starts to build the confidence we need to code well. All of this goes hand in hand, of course, with learning from senior developers, books, videos, etc. But none of those can make us a better coder as much as doing. One thing I do during the day to help with my side work is I will post it into Wunderlist, my task list manager. Any ideas that come to mind that I might have to try, that I might like to try later on. And then when the time comes that I have set aside at the end of the day or the morning, I can find inspirations and ideas from that list and just give it a go for an hour or two. And it has been many times in those sessions of coding, without pressure, that I have experienced the moments of why I still find coding so interesting and satisfying.